Welcome back, my friends. Welcome to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's right, the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the Democracy Broadcasting Network. I heard Roger Stone do it again twice. I heard him in one of his little speeches. He wouldn't want to use the Republic, but he used the word democracy. You're a citizen democracy. This is a great citizen. We're not citizens and we're not a democracy. We're free men and women and we're a republic. And that's the way it is, and no matter how many times the enemy tries to violate it, we must keep that concept. We must act on it, especially at the local level. So get jury nullification out to everybody you know. Your entire freedom, your life may depend upon it, which just happened in many of these cases right now. The jury doesn't always do the right thing. If it doesn't know, it has the right and the duty to judge the law as well as the facts. And you can find your jury nullification flyer at courtroomwatch.org. That's courtroomwatch.org. Download it. Make a whole bunch of copies and pass them out. And I'm telling you right now, that's the biggest effect you're going to have in your local area, is to get your fellow patriots and fellow neighbors and friends and people you've never met before to understand the jury nullification, how important it is, and how much depends upon us using the jury box as the last. That's where the teeth are in the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is nothing more than the Bill of Suggestions. Whether it gets enforced or not is up to us. And the bottom line, the last line of defense is the jury. And jury nullification will keep us free. So with that, I'm going to turn the broadcast over to Lori. She's got a lot to talk about tonight. It's probably better if I don't screw it up on her and then just back out, and I might go over and listen on the call and listen line. So, Lori, I don't think you need me tonight. I think you've got a lot to talk about. I don't want to chew up too much of your time. It sounds like you've got quite a bit of information in the Power Pack show for our listeners, and I'm sure they'd love to have you on tonight. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to Lori. We'll have Eric and Gary back on with Lori as well next week, but I wanted Lori to kind of run tonight's broadcast, if that's okay with everybody. Lori, are you there?
I am. How is everyone this evening? It is such
good. Good, hanging in there. Yeah, I want to free up as many lines as possible, so I may just turn it right over to you and call in and listen on the Republic Broadcasting Network live stream. And if that's okay with you, Lori.
That's fine with me. Absolutely. And then if you decide that you want to call in and ask some questions, because we have a very interesting lineup tonight, we are going to be discussing some things about the Vegas shooting that not many people are touching topics with. And we have a really interesting and wonderful guest tonight. Jeremy Alcide's going to be with us, so definitely listen in.
All right, well, listen, and I want to make one point before I turn it over to you. I was hearing some things from other broadcasters, and it's important that I respond to this. As I'm hearing the theory that the victim is the motive. If you want to know what the motive is, look at the victim the target. The target is the motive. Look at the target if you want to find the motive. And I want people to realize that that's a lie. The target is not the motive. The target is the target. And it's usually in a large-scale event like this with so many suspicious things going on in regard to this case, it's important to realize that the motive is not the target or the victim. The motive is who benefits the most from this overall situation. Which larger entities and agents of those entities, which one benefits the most from the chaos that's created out of this mass shooting? And I would start looking at the gun grabbers, the bankers, all the attorneys who are going to make a fortune off the laws that are going to get passed, restricting more gun ownership, and all the court cases that are bonded at the witches' court, the street Nazis, and the attorneys. And the legislators are going to get absolutely loaded with money off another series of laws. They go, so look who benefits. That's where the motive is. The motive is not the target. So I just wanted to get that out there and turn it over to you, Lori. Have a good night, y'all, and enjoy the broadcast with Lori. Go ahead, Lori.
You have a wonderful night, Eric, and I look forward to you joining us. And hello, everyone. Tonight, I am going to discuss quite a lot of things, and I am blessed to have Jeremy Alcide with us. If you don't know who Jeremy Alcide is, he was famously known for his tactical firearms in Katy, Texas, and the famous signs that he would put up during the Obama administration, as well as standing up against the tyrannical judge that put him in jail for refusing to turn over his personal Facebook when tactical firearms was taken over. But better yet, he is a U.S. Army veteran. He is a business owner. He knows assault weapons, or quote-unquote, because that's actually not a factual statement. Assault is a verb. A weapon is a tool, which is a noun. The weapon itself cannot assault anyone. However, Jeremy has strategic knowledge of automatic firearms, semi-automatic firearms. He also has knowledge of crime scenes as well. And I will let Jeremy explain to you a little bit more about his history and his knowledge of these things before we get into the details of the questions that I had. And I know other people have these questions, so I reached out to Jeremy to see if he would be so kind to possibly answer these, because there are a lot of anomalies that are out of the Las Vegas shooting. And in my personal opinion, now I am not saying that the gentleman that was shown as the shooter, I'm not saying he was not involved, but it is appearing very strongly with video footage coming from different areas, including different hotels, which I will share with you, that there's more than one shooter. And the question remains, why would they keep that quiet? But we're going to go over a mass amount of information. But first, I want to introduce everyone to Jeremy. How are you doing tonight, Jeremy?
Good, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. And I appreciate you so much, especially last-minute notice to come on here and speak with us and kind of help break down some of the questions that everybody has. Can you tell them a little bit about your background with being able to discuss, whether it be the crime scene photos or whatever, your experience with law enforcement and the different things like that, so that they understand that you do have strategic knowledge as well as with the firearms situations?
Sure. So I was armed, and then when I got out, went into law enforcement. I gave up my commission in 2014, so I've seen a lot of crime scenes, self-inflicted gunshot wounds to the head, night fire. I've been around it. I would like to correct you. I'm definitely not famous. I think the word is infamous.
Infamous, yes, that's a difference.
There's a difference, but
you were made famous when you put Pierce Morgan on notice when he tried to fake that you had easily accessible automatic weapons for everybody to be able to buy. I remember that because you were smart enough to video him in your shop, because he chopped it to make it seem as if everybody could get a hold of those, and then you put out the video proving opposite and then correcting the rest of that story. So a lot of us love you for that as well, because not many people cared for Pierce Morgan's gun-grabbing rhetoric.
You know, I do have to say that I give him props for one thing. At least he admitted to me, even on the air, he admitted to me that if he lived in Texas, he said he had a blast. He had a huge grin on his face after he shot that Maul Deuce. And he said that if he lived in Texas, he would own guns. And right. I said, so why are you so much against him, you know? And he said, it's all about the ratings, and ratings equal money. And I said, well, hey, at least you admitted it, you know. I mean, might not admit it, you know, the public, but at least he told me that, because I knew what the truth was. Everybody will tell you, you know, why does QuantaLex go and team up with, you know, the right? Because they have no ratings. Why does CNN, why does Piers Morgan always bring on the right? Because every time we go on is when we increase their ratings, you know, and I'm just glad that Ted Nugent's a friend of mine, and he came down to the store and he shut him down. And
that's so awesome. You know,
it's all about education, and that's what I hope we can do today. I know there's been a lot of theories out there and a lot of speculation and misspeculation, and I've looked at every scenario I think that's been kicked out there. I've thrown out a lot of things on Facebook, trying to get the public to engage. I want them to be free thinkers. I don't want them to be sheeple. I don't want them to take what the government says for the word of God. You know, you need to realize that there are people and entities out there that are much bigger than, you know, most of us can imagine, and realize that there are agendas, and that money is power, and power rules the world. And so, you know, when people want power, they have to sometimes put out a narrative, whether it be false or half-truths. And you need to start thinking for yourselves, because this country was made up of we the people. And we gave that up a long time ago. And we need to realize that we the people need to take back our country. If not, we're going to turn into China, you know, or North Korea. Or it's just, it's sad. You know, the people are, there's some crazy conspiracies out there. I'm not going to lie. We're going to go over some of the footage and some of the claims. And I'll explain what I think. You know, I don't think we'll ever know the truth. My question is, how long has it been since September 11th? How many years? 16 years.
Yeah.
And we still...
Which one? Which one? Now, remember, we had one in 2012, too.
Right. Well, Benghazi, yeah. And so the one in New York. And so you're talking about the Pentagon is what I'm talking about. The most secure facility where all the heads of all branches strategically gather to make decisions all around the world, you know, militarily. And and that place is so secure, it's not even funny, with inner layers and 12-foot thick cement walls. And you're telling me 16 years later, you still cannot, even with FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, still has not released one clear image of a 757 right before it hits the Pentagon. That's all I'm asking for, is one picture, and you're never going to get it.
Yeah. And then that cute hole that was a perfect hole that had no wingspan in it in the building.
Right.
That was interesting.
About aircraft aluminum that crumbles on itself. You know, there's been all kinds of, you know, tests showing similar things into brick walls. And I know that, you know, the World Trade Towers weren't made out of brick. But still, there's no way it can go all the way through one end through the other. And then with the grade of steel... just melt and collapse and fall at free fall speed. You know, there's things out there that are just so far-fetched, and people believe it just because it's on the news. You know, if someone says it, oh, that's it. You know, I love that commercial that was on TV where the guy says, you know, it was a dating website, and he says, you know, I'm a French model, buongiorno, or whatever, and it's that, that ugly dude. You know, just because you say it on the internet or on TV, it's automatically got to be true. And, you know, come on, people, start thinking. That's what I hope we could do tonight, is start thinking.
I really hope so. So what I want to start with, because I think this is one of the things that is foremost in most people's mind, and then we'll go step by step kind of with the other anomalies. The photo of the shooter that was released, or leaked, if you will. There are different anomalies that I noticed. And I will say it step by step so that you can explain to me while you're explaining to the listeners the different aspects of the questions. Is that fair enough?
Okay. Yes,
okay. So I sent you the picture earlier. And in the photo, one of the things that really I noticed, it appeared, and I understand this about the gun, but I'm going to ask it for sake of the audience. A lot of people are asking why the gun is so far from his hand. You being in law enforcement, and you can explain that so that the audience can explain that part of that situation.
Okay. Well, there's two scenarios, and until there's you know, testimony that's released from the officers that entered the room, that breached the room, we're not going to know, but there's two clear scenarios. Number one is he was standing up, and whenever, if he shot himself, when he fell, the gun obviously could hit the ground, kick, and fall behind him 4 feet. The other scenario, which is more likely, is if he did kill himself before they made entry to the room, most likely he was twitching because the body still moves, uncontrollable muscle twitches, breathing, weird sounds. You know, when they enter the room, they do not know the status of the person, and so they need to make themselves safe by kicking the weapon away from him to make sure that they're safe.
Right.
And so, you know, when they got there, you know, I still don't know if he killed himself. That's one thing that I'd like to discuss that just doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me when you want to discuss that part of it. But for the sake of argument, say he did kill himself. Those are the two scenarios. He fell down, the gun fell out of his hand, hit the, you know, the handle in a certain way and rolled backwards. Or what most likely happened is whenever they did enter the room, they just kicked the weapon away from him to make sure that the scene was then safe. Because they had to clear the room. They didn't know if there was anyone else in the room either.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you have to clear, make sure it's safe.
Okay. So I will say this in the photo, and we'll cover your statement in just a minute after we finish the photo. Then you can go into that before we go into anything else. Sound fair?
Okay.
Okay. So I did notice in that picture, if you pay attention to the blood, leading to the gun, if you blow the picture up, it's very hard to see if you don't blow the picture up, but you do see a little bit of blood going towards in the direction of the gun. So it may be consistent with an officer moving it, maybe with their foot or whatever, or however that case may be. So we're going to give benefit of the doubt on this photo for a second, just to dissect it. So another question was, I asked you, was the blood, because the blood, you have the darker blood that's in the carpet, and then you have the other congealed blood. And the congealed blood, not only is it above the other blood, when it comes to coagulation, I researched that, and for it to be super thick, the medical research that I did on it, and it stated that it takes anywhere from 14 hours to sometimes a little bit more. However, you explained to me earlier something different and the reason why possibly it may be that thick. Can you explain that to our listener? We'll get that right after this break.
Okay.
Just hang on there, Jeremy.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. My name is Lori Anderson. I am your host for this evening on Freedom Scream, and Eric will be back with you on Monday. I have a wonderful guest, Jeremy Alcide, who knows all about automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons, as well as crime scene photos, and we are currently going over the crime scene photos. So the question was before break that we were asking was about the coagulated blood. In one part of it, you see the darker blood soaked into the carpet, and the other blood seems congealed and coagulated in this photo. Now, these are grainy photos. I will give them that. However, my research that I found, and I am not a medical doctor at all, but on the medical end of things, when I researched, it was showing that it takes 14 hours at least for it to become like that. Now, I asked Jeremy about this earlier, and Jeremy has a really good explanation for this. Jeremy, would you mind telling the audience?
Sure. So there's a couple of things when you have a gunshot wound to the head. Number one, was it used with a full metal jacket, or was it used with a hollow point? When they both rounds go in, they're really small, but when they go out, one's either really big or really small. So that's the first thing, and how much damage is done to the actual brain. Typically with a hollow point, you will see brain matter, which at that point is mainly fat. And so to me, it looks like corn. I know it's really sick and graphic, but it really looks like little pieces of corn all over the place, and I didn't see that.
I can't tell
if the gun was put in the mouth or on the side of the head. Just, you don't know. I do know, without a shadow of a doubt, seeing the blood coming from the nose, mouth, and with the left eye being bulged, that there was a gunshot to the head where the entry was and exit. I don't know. It was a really crappy picture because of the pressure. You know, that's why the eye bulges like that. But you have, besides the blood, arterial blood, you also have cerebral fluid that surrounds the brain, and the two substances are very different, and so it's kind of like oil and water. They don't really mix, and so that's why you have two different colors overlapping each other. Why it looks like one's fresh and one's not. They don't mix, and so it's going to slowly leak, you know, as time goes on. It's kind of like when you have a wound and it bleeds, and then after it stops bleeding, you kind of get that clear fluid that, you know, what I'm talking about is two different fluids, you know. It's and so that's what I think. You know, I'm not a medical doctor either, but from what I've seen, that's pretty standard.
Okay. And so just to be specific, because looking at the picture, it appears as if he also has a chest wound. And like I expressed to you earlier, my thought was, and of course I'm not a medical doctor, and this is one of the, and I'm not an in law enforcement either. So I have done crime scene investigation, but this is one of the reasons I reached out to you, because like I told you earlier, what was getting me is I didn't see any actual entrance wound in the face, and it does appear as if he has a chest wound. So in my mind, it appeared to me as if when you're shot in the chest, sometimes they will spit up blood, and the way that it looks like, right, from the lungs, and then the way that it looks with the way that the drainage is down on this picture, it looks as if the blood was coming out of the nose and mouth and then drained down his face to the back of his head. So what we're going to do is we've got a very short break right now, and then we're going to be on for about 25 minutes after the break, still discussing this photo in detail, because a lot of people are really interested in this. We need to get a breakdown of this, and then we've got a lot more to share with you. Please hang on with us and join us after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Lori Anderson. I'm your host for this evening, and I am joined with Jeremy Alcide, and you are listening to Freedom Scream Radio. Right now, we are discussing the photo of the shooter, of the Las Vegas shooter, and we were just discussing the blood and the brain matter and the lack thereof. So the next question that I had for you, Jeremy, because when I blew up the photo really, really large as I could get it, I noticed that, number one, the bullets have no blood on them. They are on top of the blood. There is none underneath any blood, and there is no blood on any of the bullets. And when I say bullets, the reason I say bullets is because when I blew it up, they still have the ammunition head in it. So it is not a casing that I am looking at. It appears to be bullets that have been unfired. What are your thoughts about that?
I looked at it too. I didn't see the actual projectile in it. To me, it looked like spent casings. I couldn't tell if it was 5.56 or 308. They have similar neck downs. But to me, they were blunt ends. They were just casings. I didn't actually see the bullet tip on the end. But, you know, I don't know. You know, these pictures were taken, stolen off the Wi-Fi as they were being transmitted. That the person that worked for the hotel has been put in custody because of it. And, you know, I hope that they come out with better pictures, kind of like the chest wound.
Right.
I don't know if there is one, or was it spray from the nose? You know, when that much pressure is entering the cranium, you know, the point of least resistance is where it's coming out. That's why the eye bulges. That's why blood came off the nose. You know, when you have back spray, you know, when the round enters the body, blood comes out where it went in, too. And so how was he standing? Was he sitting? Was he, you know, was he looking down? Was he, I don't know, was that spray coming out the nose and it sprayed his chest a little bit? You know, I mean, I just don't know. Until they release an autopsy, which they'll do toxicology reports to see if he was on any medication or, you know, whatnot. He might have been terminally ill. I mean, you know, we just don't know why people, if he did kill himself, you know.
Right.
None of that's been determined. We'll have to look at ballistics.
Right.
You're not going to be able to look for GSR on his hands because in the picture I saw he's wearing gloves. And,
right.
You know, there's going to be a lot of questions that we still don't have the answer to, but hopefully sooner than later they release it to the public.
Right. Now, here's a question, because I noticed with the crime scene photos of the photo with the top part of his body, as well as the photo that just showed the bottom part of his body, okay? His legs were straight, His arms were straight, almost as if he was placed. Now, if you're standing, okay, and you commit suicide, would you or would you not fall either forward down to your knees or collapse to the side, or you wouldn't be perfectly straight is what I'm saying? And
yeah, you know, that's there's a lot of speculation with that. Mm-hmm. You know, was it an instant death? You know, unless you hit the pons area of the brain, you know, mm-hmm. it's not instant lights out, which the pons right. is where the spinal cord connects to the base of the brain, and mm-hmm. that's where all of your breathing, smell, sight, everything connects. And so okay. that's what they call the light switch. You know, that's when mm-hmm. snipers, that's the spot that, you know, if you don't want them to have any twitching of the finger or squeezing, you know, of a detonation device or something, that would be the only spot that is instant lights out. Other than that, unfortunately, you know, you still have oxygen going mm-hmm. through. You know, you can move, twitch. You know, I've seen cops that have tried to kill themselves and put a gun to their temple and woke up blind. Yeah, in severe pain. So right. and they radioed for help, and they're still alive today. So, you know, you just don't know. You know, nobody was there. And so was right. he alive for a little bit? Did he fall backwards? Was he sitting? We just don't know. You could right. speculate that until the day is long. Mm-hmm. And until we get written reports from the officers that breached, you know, mm-hmm. they'll be able to say, look, you know, he was on his side, and we were looking for any other weapons, and we flipped them right. over. Or, you know, we just don't know until they release right. their affidavit of, you know, what the actual crime scene consisted
right.
of.
Right, right, right. Well, that makes sense. Now, I did also notice, and other people have been asking about this too, in the crime scene photo that is the bottom half of his body, you have one of the weapons that is actually above his leg, and then you have another long rifle underneath him. Mm-hmm. And so that is also an anomaly, in my
yeah,
opinion.
All the pictures look weird. I don't want to, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm a realist and I'm analytical and I'm logical.
Right.
And, you know, now we're getting into the good part. So you've got all these weapons scattered around, and the way that they're placed or laid, there's so many weird positions, which is hard to tell in the picture. You know, unless you're there and you actually get to see the whole thing, you know, I have a lot of questions. One of my questions is, if this guy had forethought enough to bring a hammer, uh-huh. which was by the pillar with the 100-round Surefire mags, you know, mm-hmm. all stacked up, why didn't he barricade the room? If he, you know, to me, if I'm going to do it, first of all, I wouldn't do it. Let me just put that out there. But if, right. if I were to do it, you know, thinking like a criminal, I would not have a hammer. You know, mm-hmm. first of all, I wouldn't bring 23. Well, first they said it was 10 weapons, not mm-hmm. about 10. You know, the morning of, they asked the right. sheriff how many weapons were there. He said 10. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, if he missed one or two, okay, I could see that being a mistake. But how do you go from 10 to 23 or 24?
Oh,
I don't know. The numbers keep changing.
Now the new one is 27.
Yeah, they're like gremlins getting in water and having babies, you know, multiplying. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. That's right. misinformation, and that creates doubt. And
right.
that's sloppy investigation. I don't get it. But to me, you know, weapons, they don't stay that hot. Unless you're shooting full auto, like true full auto, you know, you could do 500 to 1,000 rounds mm-hmm. before a barrel starts to glow and bend. And so really you only need 2 to 4. 4 is plenty. And then mm-hmm. just cycle, you know, between the weapons with the different magazines.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be 24, okay, that's mm-hmm. serious work. And then you're going to bring a hammer. Well, then,
right.
if you're going to go to all that extent, why didn't you bring a DeWalt cordless drill and start barricading the door shut
right.
and then take the bed frame and the mattresses and put them against the door and put the dressers against that? And, you know, if you're really, your intent is to kill as many people as possible, then you need to fortify that defensive position and siege. And then you're not going to kill yourself. You know, you're not going to say, oh, you know, okay, I killed enough people, I think, and I'm good, and boom, kill yourself.
Right, you would have turned and fired on the police.
Yeah, and it's going to be death by suicide by cop. And you're going to go until they take you out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't make any sense. You know, if you're going to go that extent and that much work, you're not going to end it early and eat a bullet. That does not make sense to me. It just doesn't. But neither does him playing poker up until the point, you know, and getting reward points. You know, if you're about to end your life, then
you're not going to care about making money and getting points.
Right. And you know, now they're saying, well, he didn't intend on killing, intend on being killed. And so here's the, I'm going to debunkify the second thing. They said he had multiple reservations throughout the country at different large events, the baseball stadium, the marathon about to happen. He had all these reservations with oversight, you know, for these different venues. Okay, so then that tells me he didn't want to die, and because he had future plans, okay? Well, if you didn't want to die and you did, and you had future plans, then again, why would you kill yourself? So either way, both theories do not make sense to me. They don't make sense to anybody that has clear thinking. That just does not make sense. If you're going to die, if your intent is to kill as many people as possible, you're going to do it until the last possible minute. And then if your intent is to live and do more harm, then you're not going to kill yourself. Either way, you're not going to kill yourself. So I don't get it. You know, there's too many questions out there that don't make any sense. Why did this guy have zero digital footprint?
Right.
You know, not many people have that.
Yeah, there's been some reports about connections with the federal government, and we'll get into
FBI,
that.
FBI, CIA,
in a little bit.
That's plausible, too. Yeah.
Right. And then it would, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios flying out there. And I, like you, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I like to report on facts. But the fact is, some of the stuff out there is that it was a gun-running operation connected with the feds that went bad. And, you know, that would not be a shock. You know, you've got
it's
Operation Gunrunner,
once,
Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
How many people have died because of it? We do know that there's a lot of different avenues that, honestly, a two-hour show cannot cover. But this is really kind of what sums it up. I'm going to sum up kind of the picture like this. The federal government, the sheriff's department, and everyone who is involved with reporting on this, as far as they want us to believe this, that this one man, okay, that he got about 400 pounds of equipment up 30 floors of stairs, sets up a concealed sniper nest, disarmed the fire alarms and other security systems in place at a casino, by the way, which has got facial recognition and everything else there, guys. Removed a window that's probably about 800 pounds of hurricane-proof glass. Hammer's not going to happen. Then, for 10 minutes, rained and aimed firepower, all with no training whatsoever and with no motive. That's what they want everybody to believe. And then, of course, you have ISIS, quote-unquote, claiming that, he converted to Islam and he, you know, pledged allegiance to them. You know, I'm not buying that scenario either. I think that – I know that ISIS did put that out. But here's the thing. What would benefit ISIS? Because – ISIS wants you to fear them. So what would benefit ISIS by them saying that? Well, the people of America to fear them, whether they had anything to do with it or not. So I'm not saying they didn't, but I'm not going to say they did either. The same scenario with the Antifa thing. Okay? I know Antifa are dangerous. I've been doing my studying on them. I know they're paid to do what they're doing. There's been some undercover infiltration as to what they are planning. They are arming themselves, and I'll cover that on a different night. They have plans to be very violent. People need to watch out for November the 4th, which we will cover on a different night. Because this is very important. But this is what they want us to believe. And by the way, this is not a 25-year-old buff gentleman fresh out of the military or in the military. We're talking about a man that's in his 60s.
Yeah.
63.
And drinks a lot.
And drank a lot. And was playing poker. That seems more like of a scenario to me that was a inside gun running operation that was set up by possibly the federal government to do a sting, and the sting went bad. Why? Because he felt comfortable, number one. Number two, they were talking about the quote-unquote surveillance, which nobody has seen, by the way, and it was on the outside on the food cart, and that's another issue. If you look at the food cart, it's got food, enough dishes and water and stuff for two people, not one. So who normally does that? That's usually, and it may not be, but it usually is a sting operation with the federal government. And good Lord, if any of those weapons come back as fast and furious weapons. I'm just saying.
Oh, nothing's going to come back at this point. And that's the problem. You know, now the FBI has taken over the investigation. Well, you've seen what they've done with the Hillary Clinton investigation.
Yep.
They can't investigate themselves out of a wet paper bag, you know, and they're always covering up. You know, they were so quick to say he's got no ties to ISIS within 12 hours. And I'm like, okay, you can't even tell me definitively right now if Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump has any ties, and they've been investigating them for a year, and you're going to definitively say he's got no ties to ISIS within 12 hours? It's like the FBI is a joke. You know, it's a complete joke. It's about what they're told to say. You know, they're not a free-thinking organization either. You know, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But it's plausible. It definitely is. You know, what better cover than being a gambler, you know, retired from what's the aerospace place that he worked at? Oh my gosh, I had a brain fart. He worked for the aerospace company. Anyway, an accountant with them. But now, you know, he's a multimillionaire and he's a professional gambler. So where are you getting your income? Well, that's a good cover story. The guy's got no footprint, digital footprint. Okay, well, that makes sense. So, you know, that is a plausible scenario. The other thing that I saw that's plausible is the 4chan came out and said that, hey, you know, this is going to happen. Don't know when. This is released September 10th. Stay away from Vegas. They are going to have this. I forgot what it's called. I have to look it up. But they said this operation, and I forgot what it's called. But it's like it's a false flag operation, and it was before the elections to cartel gun rights, and also it goes deeper where it would mandate laws to have these backscatter body scanners and X-ray machines put throughout all these large venues. And that the head of this company was a former deputy director of Homeland Security or something. And, you know, it's kind of like Cheney with ties to Halliburton and the whole September 11th. You know, all these different things that it's all about money. You know, like the guy said before, you know, don't look at the target. You know, it's all about money. And it is. And, you know, this person has a lot to gain because if they do have to bring in these body scanners, you know, the stock is going to go up. And if he owns the stock, they're talking about making billions, and that makes sense. What happened the next day? The Wynn was the first casino to start putting in these scanners. And now they're talking about, you know, just listen to the news. You know, they keep talking about security measures, better security measures. They're getting you ready. They are planting the seed. And next thing you know, all across the country, these backscatter scanners that have been banned in other countries because it's been proven to cause cancer, So all, you know, all these billions of dollars are sitting in these warehouses. They need to go somewhere for someone to be profitable. So the stock market tanked, okay. or that stock tanked, and now they find a way to implement it, and the stock's going to rise. And so you buy low, you sell high, and all of a sudden someone walks out a billionaire. It's another plausible thing. How hard is it to get some ex-Blackwater guys to go in, do this, make it a setup to scare them, go into the Middle East because some planes hit the World Trade Center and hit the Pentagon and hit the, you know, oh, you got to have an accelerant to scare the people into allowing their agenda to go through. We've spent, and companies have made trillions of dollars in defense because of September 11th, the first September 11th. And so how many billions of dollars are stood to be made because of this? Mm-hmm. That's just look at.
Well, not only that, I don't know if you're aware of this, Jeremy, but Electronic Frontier Foundation on October the 3rd reported that no airport biometric surveillance. So this goes along with what you're talking about. It says facial recognition, fingerprinting, and retina scans, all of these and more could be extracted from travelers by the government at checkpoints throughout domestic airports. Please join EFF in opposing this dangerous new bill sponsored by Senator Thune, Republican, South Dakota, which would authorize this expanded biometric surveillance. The TSA Modernization Act, S-1872, would authorize the United States Transportation Security Administration and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, to deploy biometric technology to identify passengers throughout our nation's airports, including at checkpoints, screening lanes, and bag drop and boarding areas. The bill would make a bad situation worse. So I have that on my Google Plus for anybody who would like to access it. You can simply type in lorianderson.com, LORRIANDERSON.com. Scroll down under the Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Radio Broadcast Collection, and you will be able to find it. But that goes exactly with what you're talking about, Jeremy. And so, you know, we know nobody
it. It's been
is...
so long. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, it's been so long since September 11th, and the world has gotten complacent. You know, the United States has gotten complacent. We feel pretty safe. You know, it's gotten to the point where now you don't have to take off your shoes and your belt, and, you know, they're relaxing it. And so they're like, oh, you don't need this. And, you know, that's money being lost. And so you have to create fear. You got to have an accelerant.
Right.
Always. In every single war, I don't care which one you go back to, there's always an accelerant and a fear. You know, whether it be during the Cold War age and they're telling people, you know, duck and cover, you know, all these drills, getting your head and getting you scared to be able to, you know, to start this war and that war. And many people follow the money. You know, it's not we the people.
Absolutely.
It's we the people that hold the gold makes the rules. And so it's people of power and they play us like puppets. It's sad. And people don't realize that. They think the government is here to protect us, and they're not. They're here to make more money. Just people,
oh,
open
yeah,
your eyes.
Absolutely.
That's all I ask. Just open your eyes and think, really? Is it that crazy to think that the government's not here to protect you? You know, how many years have they been looking for a cure for cancer? How many billions of dollars have been spent? How come there's still, there's no cure? Because there's no money in it. There's money in treatment. $264 billion a year, and there's still no cure. It's just, it's all about
absolutely.
Money. People. Follow the money. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
What it's about. Follow the money. If you want
absolutely.
To know why a bill was passed, follow the money. Look at the lobbyists and see why that bill was passed. It's always follow the money. It's sick.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so I wanted to touch base. It was reported 4 days ago that a hotel guest that was next door to the Las Vegas shooter saw multiple gunmen. He was an Australian man who was staying in the room next to the shooter in Mandalay Bay, and has confirmed he witnessed multiple gunmen involved in the Las Vegas attack. It says, quote, "There were multiple people dead and multiple shooters. I was just hiding, waiting for police to come and get us. I got outside safely and was hiding in bushes. Brian Hodge told Australia's Courier Mail. Mr. Hodge, who was staying in room 32134, next door to Stephen Paddock in room 32135, also provided important information when he revealed that a security guard was killed by police. Quote, my floor is a crime scene. They killed a security guard on my floor, unquote. Who was the security guard who was killed by police? Wendy Miller from Corroy on the Sunshine Coast, another Australian caught up in the Las Vegas shooting, may have provided a missing piece of the puzzle. Also speaking to the Courier Mail, Ms. Miller said that she was at a bar in the nearby Luxor Hotel with her husband when she saw what she described as a man of interest run by. Ms. Miller said the man sprinted through her hotel after coming off an escalator from the Mandalay Bay. Quote, the man that they, security, were chasing was wearing a security jacket like them, unquote, she said. Now, I'm not going to go through the rest of this article. I wanted to stop right there for a moment because, as I shared with you earlier, there is footage out there. People are questioning it, and it does appear as if a man in security uniform inside the venue was shooting at the crowd. And this would be consistent with the statement of this eyewitness as well. So, obviously, I cannot play it for you all tonight because there's no sound. It's only where you can see it, but you can find it on my Google Plus. We're getting ready to go to break. We will, after the top of the hour and we come back from break, we're going to discuss more of this, and we're going to have some clips for you to hear from police scanners that also confirm more than one shooter. Thank you, and stay with us.
To breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.